man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
I'm going to take you out with some Chuck Mangione, who passed away this week at the age of 84. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. You're tuned to Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. This is the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. It's 3 o'clock.
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Gregory on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. New Kid in Town, originally done by the Eagles. And before that, we had Burt Kempfert in Let Me Be There, which was done by Olivia Newton-John originally. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for the 10th time in the 10th year. There has to be some sort of magic number there somehow. I don't know how to explain it, but there you have it. And you're here already, and it's good to have you here, and it's time for holidays that are there to be celebrated that you probably never knew were there to celebrate, but you might as well celebrate them because that's what they're there for. Yeah. And we begin with July 25th. It's hard to believe we're 5 months from Christmas. And we are more than halfway through 2025 already. Good grief, I remember the year 2000, like it was 25 years ago. Anyhow, July 25th is Culinarians Day, or Culinarians Day, which exists to recognize people who cook food. It's also Thread the Needle Day, which either refers to sewing or social finesse. It's unclear, but Thread the Needle. Also, Wine and Cheese Day, you can probably figure that one out on your own. July 26th brings All or Nothing Day, which sounds motivational but doesn't come with instructions. Also, Aunt and Uncle Day, in case you forgot they exist. They do. And Bagel Fest Day, which started in Illinois by a bagel factory. There's a parade. It's about bagels. Simple as that. Sunday, July 27th, rather, includes National Scotch Day. For people who enjoy scotch, Creme Brulee Day also exists, and then there's Take Your Houseplants for a Walk Day. It's an environmental awareness campaign that has been misinterpreted into literally walking houseplants around. Some people do it, and they post pictures. I still don't know what it's about, but it's environmental awareness. July 28th, we have Buffalo Soldiers Day, marking the formation of the all-black military units after the Civil War. We have World Hepatitis Day, also landing on that day. More serious, but frequently overlooked. And Milk Chocolate Day, which is, again, self-explanatory. July 29th is Lipstick Day, Lasagna Day, and Rain Day. I guess the first two are pretty obvious, but Rain Day is a Pittsburgh tradition, a Waynesburg, Pennsylvania tradition in Greene County. Based on the idea that it usually rains on July 29th. That started with a farmer, and people now place bets on it. So there you go. July 30th is International Day of Friendship, and it's theoretically observed. Also Cheesecake Day and Support Public Education Day, which should probably be more than one day. And then July 31st brings Avocado Day, Mutt Day, which is about mixed-breed dogs like mine, and Uncommon Instrument Awareness Day. That's the day to remember the things like the glass harmonica and the theremin. You probably won't hear them, but now you've at least thought about it. So there you go. You can torture your mutts with rare instruments or ones that aren't used very much, except in popular song, I guess. Those are the holidays you need to celebrate. Here's Pat Valentino and Chelsea Morning on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't spring, then spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass there with Memories of Madrid. Yes, and before that we had Alan Tew, Looks Like We Made It. His name is T-E-W. That's Tew, not Two, Tew. David Benoit before that with a song that was used on the Weather Channel years ago. And that's Key's song. Andy Williams in there with his rendition of Sweet Caroline and Pat Valentino with Chelsea Morning. And here we have Lex de Acevedo and Poetry Man, a Phoebe Snow song from many years ago on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Once again, Johnny Gregory on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Don't Cry Out Loud. It just doesn't sound right. Yeah. Before that, Bob James, You're As Right As Rain, and Andre Castellanets with One Less Bell to Answer and One Less Egg to Fry. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to SRE, and we're now going to do this. It is time for the Guinness World Record Report, or the records of similar organizations. Starting in Washington State, where on July 14th, a woman from that state officially broke the Guinness record for the largest collection of different jigsaw puzzles. Yes, it amassed an astounding 4,060 distinct puzzles. 4,000, that's 4060 distinct puzzles. The best, this beat the previous record and highlights her passion, not just the sheer number, but her dedication to preserving variety. That's always good, but I'm sure her family's not thrilled. July 18th in Sarasota, Florida, at Bedrock Church's Family Night in Payne Park. This has nothing to do with the Flintstones. Social media personality Shane Boyle, known as Insane Shane, set a new world record for marshmallows caught in the mouth in 1 minute. He successfully caught 60 marshmallows in 60 seconds, raising cheers from families and observers. That's very interesting, yes. The Mumak in Benasco, Italy. The Mumak. Museo della Macchina per Caffè. So I'm guessing that's the coffee machine museum in Benasco, founded by Gruppo Cimbali, set a world record for the largest collection of espresso machines. Boy, my... I got that right. With a total of 300 machines, over 100 of which are on public display. The record is officially held by the museum itself, not an individual, and that was achieved on July 15th. July 16th in Talisay City, Philippines, the Campustoan Highland Resort. I can talk. No individual name was reported, but the record was set for the largest tank pool structure, a three-story water complex complete with viewing decks, snack bars, and water gun zones, officially certified July 16th. And then on July 21st in the Atlantic Ocean, all over the ocean, Craig Wood, a 34-year-old British Army rifleman in Doncaster, achieved the record as the first triple amputee to cross the ocean solo. Craig departed Puerto Vallarta and completed his solo non-trip Atlantic Pacific crossing on or around July 21st. On or around, because I am recording this on July 22nd, so it may not have happened yet. That's the silliest story I've ever had written. And David Rush still hasn't done anything in the last couple of weeks. He must be taking the summer off, and well deserved. Yeah. I'm taking a gamble with my speech. Here's Floyd Kramer on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Relaxing and Easy is your summertime radio companion.
It's all worthwhile when there's no getting over that rainbow.
Relaxing and Easy. That's Maureen McGovern. I Won't Last a Day Without You. That was a Paul Williams song, actually. And Roger Nichols, I believe, wrote either the lyrics or the music. I can't remember which and don't have it in front of me. But that was Maureen McGovern's version. Chuck Mangione before that, Feels So Good. And it feels so good to play that song and not to have it associated with a doctor's show. If you know. Frank Jacksfield before that, and Too Much Heaven, and Floyd Kramer with The Gambler. Have time for one more in this hour. It's Manuel and his Mountain Music. Perhaps a familiar tune once the melody starts on SRE. I figured we'd play something with the word winter in it, since this has been a hot summer. Bill Purcell takes us up to the top of the hour with Our Winter Love. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? Thank you.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also